The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hi Roger, it's Brian. Hope you're well, mate. Haven't spoken for a while. I know you had that induction day at the Garden Centre and you were excited about that. I'm having quite a tough time, actually, at the moment. I had a night with Ophelia. She came over and the boys were out. She had some Cambodian Viagra, which a friend of hers uses a lot, you know, with hotels with American businessmen and Arabs and stuff, and She thought it would suit me. And it was great. You know, I was pumped up like a tire. And I went like a horse. We did it about three times, and it was fantastic. But that was the night before last, and I've still got an erection. So I've had an erection for coming on to 3 days now. I don't know what to do, Roger. I don't know what to do anymore. I can't. It's such a weird feeling. I'm just a little bit. Confused as to how to proceed. I just wondered if there was any way you could help me. All right, cheers, Roger. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Look, mate, I'm sorry to hear you in such distress. It's an erection, and it must be very sore now if it's been up for 3 days. But it will go down, mate. It has to. It can't stay like that forever. Regardless of how strong the Viagra was, it must go down eventually. So don't panic, mate. Just try and relax. Maybe have a hot bath. Going to the toilet's probably quite tricky at the moment, so you just have to try and manage that. If I can think of anything to help you, mate, I will. the induction day at the garden centre was fine, but I think I've been led up the garden path a bit here, mate. I thought I'd be outside watering plants and sort of helping customers and what have you, and they've got me in the canteen just cleaning the floor, and I'm still on probation, sort of on a trial, and it's been a week now, and they said they can't pay me for a trial, and they've not given me any indication that they're going to give me an actual job, so I'm a bit frustrated myself, mate. Anyway, look, if you can get out of the house, maybe we should meet up and go to the Wetherspoons or something. Okay, mate, speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. I tried going out this morning just to get some air and walk around the block. I've borrowed a belt from Caelid to strap it to my belly. Going to the loo's fine, actually, oddly. You know, when you have an erection and you go for a wee in the night, it's a bit like that, but all the time. I've tried a hot bath, no joy. I really am at the end of my tether, so to speak. I feel very faint, and my legs have gone. It's day four now, and I'm resistant to go to the doctors. I'm not registered because I'm off the grid. And, well, there must be something I can do. Otherwise, I think I might die. All right, cheers, Rog. Bye.
Brian, it's Roger here. Okay, well, that was good thinking with the belt. Just strap it down to, I suppose, just to avoid any embarrassment, really. If it's still sort of poking up, then people will see it, I suppose. No, but I do understand that a four day erection is hard, you know. I mean, not hard, but you know, so to speak. It's tough to deal with, I'm sure.
Look, mate, if you can't go to the doctors because you're off-grid, then I sometimes go and see a Chinese herbalist who, you know, can often give me things for sort of stress and anxiety. I don't know if it really helps, but, you know, psychologically it helps me. So I don't know if that's of any interest to you at all. Alternatively, could you ask Ophelia to come round again and maybe sort of wear it out, you know, really sort of use it? And anyway, so, but good news for me, mate, though, is that I've finally been allowed outside to mingle with the customers and, you know, be amongst the plants. And yeah, it's really lovely, actually. And they're going to pay me as well, so I'm really happy about that. So that's better news for me. But let me know if you think the Chinese herbalist would be of any help to you, mate. Okay, speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. Well, I'm glad to hear the garden centre job's going well. Don't take the fucking piss, mate. Ophelia come round and wear me out. Are you fucking joking? This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me, Rog. I can't walk anymore. So I'm in bed. I answered the door earlier, and it was the Jehovah's Witnesses, and my bell end was pressed up against my tummy using the belt, and this lady got very upset. And then her husband, who was a big black guy, pinned me against the wall and was really fucking angry. But I explained what was going on, and it was actually, he felt extremely sorry for me, and he gave me loads of leaflets. Yeah, look, let's try Dr. fucking Wu. What have I got to lose? I mean, it's fucking woo-woo, black magic nonsense. I'll probably end up with coronavirus, but I'd rather die of that. Jesus. Oh, God. Rog, can we go later today? Okay, bye.
Hello. Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Mate, look, try not to get upset. I know this must be very difficult for you. and that episode with the Jehovah's Witnesses, with it sort of poking out of your dressing gown, was it? I don't know. That must have been uncomfortable. But you never know. Maybe they said a prayer for you or something. I'm not being facetious. I do want this to go down. Yes, great. We'll go and see the Chinese herbalist. He speaks very, very little English, Brian, and he's got a translator though, so we should be able to explain the issue. But mate, I can't go today. I'm outside of the garden centre, and they're letting me tend to the cactuses today. That's quite a special job, so I can't go today, mate. If you can just hang on for another day, then we can go tomorrow. Okay, mate. Speak soon. Bye bye.
Michael was as well. He got out and came towards me. We both approached each other. And I immediately,
oh, Father,
started saying, this is a fraud. This is a
who art in heaven.
I know what you've been doing. You know the
hallowed be thy name.
And of course, he was denying it all. He said he wanted
thy kingdom come. And I said, well, thy will be done. This is a fraud. What we're like earth as it is on heaven.
Meanwhile, these guys are hopping around on the side.
Give us this day our daily bread.
The driver.
And forgive us our trespasses, for they who trespass against us. Thine is the kingdom and the glory, forever and ever.
Choose their victims carefully.
Amen.
They keep an eye out for drivers who look like they would be fully insured, but be less likely to cause a fuss, like mothers with children.
Get out of it! Roger, look, I know you're here, mate. I saw your picture up in the foyer. Some woman's just chased me. She told me she's going to call the police. Well, I feel very faint. I'm by the statues and the fountains. I'm underneath Pandora's box one. Oh, look, you've got to take me to the Chinese herbalist, mate. I need to see Dr. Wu. I'm in a bad way. Okay, they're going to phone the fucking police, mate, so you got to come. All right? No, you! Go, or fuck you.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger. Mate, I'm in the toilet. Listen, mate, you have got to... you can't shout at the staff, mate. Please, please. And you're mentioning my name and you're mentioning your erection in the same sentence. It's not... I've not been here long, mate. I really like this job. Please, I'll take you to the Chinese herbalist. I'll make an excuse and get the afternoon off. But please, can you stop shouting at people? Please, I know you're distressed and you're upset and you've got you've got an erection. But please, can you just wait out the front of the gate and I'll come and see you. Just wait there, okay? Bye bye.
Roger. Okay, I'm hiding between the sheds. If you go past all the wooden owls and the bird feeders, I'm just lying in between two sheds, but that lady keeps looking for me. So just come and get me. I can't walk. I've crawled here. All right, Roger. See you in a sec. Bye.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger. Okay, I'm outside. I'm going to grab a trolley and go past the shed. You jump on the trolley. I'll put you under a couple of Hessian sacks and then we'll walk out the front gate together. And then we'll head to the doctor's. Okay, I'm coming.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. Look, I'm sorry you got sacked. I know you were really happy at the Garden Centre, and it's a real passion of yours. But I didn't have a choice. I really didn't have a choice. The bus journey there was torrid. I was all over the place, legs like spaghetti, and people can be cruel. I ended up crawling from the bus stop to the Garden Centre on my elbows. And some kids just harassed me the whole way. They were throwing stones at me and kicking me. But I just couldn't feel my legs at all. It was terrifying. And then when I got in to the Garden Centre, I had a set two with your assistant manager, and I was looking up at her and fucking screaming, "Where is he? Where's Roger?" And, you know, she reacted very strangely, and she went to call the police. So I scuttled off on my elbows like a marine to hide from her. Bitch. The rest is a bit of a blur. The sort of images of your face pushing me along one of those long trolleys, very close to the ground, and I was looking up at you. And it was a bit like the scene in Gladiator with the Masai warrior putting the maggots on Russell Crowe. And that fucking woman shouting after you. And then I think I blacked out, but I came round. We were at Dr. Wu's and you'd got me up and you were sort of holding me under my armpits. There was a lot of confusion, a lot of shouting with the translator. I think he was getting quite cross. You were trying to explain what had happened to me. I must have been talking in tongues, but I remember pulling my trousers down. And that's about it, really. Anyway, I'm all right now. I'm flaccid, thank God. I'm extremely grateful for it. All right, cheers, Rod. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Look, mate, don't worry about the fact that I got sacked. I know you weren't yourself, and you couldn't really help it. You had quite an episode there, and I think what they took offence to was the fact that you were shouting, "I have a medical condition," and you were going up to some of the younger female members of staff and saying, "I'll show you my erection to prove that I have a bad medical condition." And then you were shouting for me, and so they just, it's quite a well-to-do place, so they didn't want to take the risk of that happening again, so they've asked me to leave, which is fair enough, I suppose. When we got to the Chinese doctor, I think you've misremembered that. There was no translator there. It was just the doctor. The translator was on holiday, and so you were trying to talk to the doctor, but he didn't understand what you were saying. And you just pulled your pants down, and by that time your penis had gone flaccid. And you smiled when you saw your penis had gone flaccid, and you just pulled your trousers up and walked out again. And he was a bit angry, I think, the doctor, because he thought that you had just exposed yourself, and so he was quite angry with me for bringing you there. Anyway, you seem okay now, which is great, and just maybe stay off the Cambodian Viagra for a couple of weeks. Okay, mate, see you soon. Bye-bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Mark Haynes and Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
GreatBigOwl.com